Evolution, as an organizing principle, spontaneously emerged when I started to explore comparative neuroanatomy and comparative neurophysiology, especially as I studied the contrast in structure and function of the autonomic nervous system in reptiles and mammals. Suddenly, using evolution as an organizing principle, the disparate information became manageable and interpretable. The result was a narrative of adaptive change in which the vertebrate autonomic nervous system provided a descriptive link between the autonomic nervous system and species-specific behaviors. In its initial presentation, polyvagal theory proposed the use of evolution as an organizing principle to weave a descriptive narrative of the vertebrate phylogenetic journey toward sociality and co-regulation. The journey documented a shift in the anatomical structure of the autonomic nervous system and how these structural changes were involved in the biobehavioral features that support health and are behaviorally observed as sociality and co-regulation in humans and other social mammals. The intent was to use the strong scientific basis of the theory as a bridge to transform the broad mind-brain-body schisms in science and society. The result would be a more unifying perspective, one that incorporated an understanding of autonomic state as a neural platform that could support either sociality and feelings of safety, or defensive strategies and feelings of threat. In 2007, I wrote a paper entitled The Polyvagal Perspective that was published in Biological Psychology, and extracted portions are found in the appendix. I selected the title to emphasize that the concepts embedded in polyvagal theory were beginning to transcend the theoretical framework of a theory. At the time I wrote the paper, the theory was gaining traction in the treatment of trauma and had become embedded in several prominent treatment models. However, as reflected in the opening and closing paragraphs of the paper, quoted next, my view of an expansive perspective was conservatively limited to research involving direct measurement of the autonomic nervous system. The polyvagal theory introduced a new perspective relating autonomic function to behavior. This perspective includes an appreciation of the autonomic nervous system as a system, the identification of neural circuits involved in the regulation of autonomic state, and an interpretation of autonomic reactivity as adaptive within the context of the phylogeny of the vertebrate autonomic nervous system. The polyvagal theory encourages a level of inquiry that challenges scientists to incorporate an integrative understanding of the role neural mechanisms play in regulating biobehavioral processes. The polyvagal theory requires an expansive conceptualization of the autonomic nervous system to include target organ afferent and efferent pathways, and a quest to understand the reciprocal influences and bidirectional communication between the heart and the central nervous system. The polyvagal theory provides a perspective to frame research questions and is not a static theory. Thus, as knowledge of neurophysiology increases, testable hypotheses will shape and expand the theory. The polyvagal perspective shifts research from atheoretical strategies toward theory-driven paradigms dependent upon explicit neural mechanisms. Foremost, the polyvagal perspective emphasizes the importance of phylogenetic changes in the neural structures regulating the autonomic nervous system. The phylogenetic strategy provides insights into the adaptive function and the neural regulation of the two vagal systems. Without having constructs from the polyvagal theory to describe adaptive functions and to determine the measurement specifications of the two vagal systems, one associated with calm states and social engagement behaviors, and the other a vestigial defense system that is potentially lethal to mammals, it would not be possible to disentangle the mechanisms and functions of the components of cardiac vagal tone. During the past 30 years, polyvagal theory has been cited in more than 15,000 peer-reviewed articles and revolutionized our understanding of the autonomic nervous system's profound impact on various aspects of life, including sociality, emotional regulation, cognitive functions, and mental and physical well-being. It has reframed our understanding of stress, resilience, and feelings, especially the neurobiological benefits of feeling safe. Although I anticipated that the theory would influence psychophysiological research, I had not anticipated that the theory would impact on other disciplines. Through insightful, polyvagal-informed therapists and educators, the theory's application